number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hope you're having a great day. Falcons introduced Kevin Stefanski today to everybody at his opening press conference, along with Matt Ryan down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You heard it live right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we're going to talk more about what Matt had to say, as you'll hear his conversation with Andy and Randy in less than 10 minutes here coming up on the station. I do want you to hear one of the things that he did discuss. And, Mike, we talked about some of the things that we learned today. Tommy Rees is going to call the plays. That is something we learned. I think it was assumed by many that, it's Kevin Stefanski's offense. Okay, so what does that mean? And then, more importantly, was Matt okay with this? Because he had to know when he hired Stefanski or when they were going to offer him the job, hey, this is what the offense is going to look like as far as who will be running it. Here's what Matt said in regards to vetting Tommy Rees, because he said they did a lot of this in the process leading up to hiring him as the OC. So I don't think this should be a surprise. I think Matt has been all in, Mike, when it comes to what this potentially was going to look like, even though a lot of folks just figured that Kevin would be, calling the plays. But by the way, it doesn't mean that he won't be involved, and I think he will be, in the development of Michael Penix. They're kind of two different things. When you talk about the game day, Sunday calling plays is one aspect. When you talk about development of quarterbacks, remember what Aditi said to us last week about how he came up with these programs, Mike, to help both his young quarterbacks and Shador and Dylan and working with them. I think he'll do a very similar thing here.
Yeah, you and I were just kind of, at first I was hoping that Stefanski, since Ulbrich's going to run the defense, that he would do what McVay does. He's going to, and he did, you'll hear the conversation coming up at 5:20, guys. We're going to play Kevin Stefanski and hear what he had told Andy and Randy about, how he approaches the play calling, putting the game plan together. But the play calling itself, to Carl's point, will be Tommy Rees's job. Go back and look at what Tommy Rees did. He was the offensive coordinator for 2 years and quarterbacks coach at Notre Dame. Saban was impressed enough to bring him to Alabama. Mm-hmm. So one way of looking at it was, Nick Saban's a pretty good judge of talent, right? I mean, he's changed guys' careers. He's put them on the fast track to success. He's reinvigorated guys that had their reputations take a dump, like Sarkisian, right, and or Lane Kiffin. And so he's a pretty good judge of talent. He was in Alabama with Jalen Milroe. That was the year that neither quarterback really distinguished himself in camp. And remember, that was a game where they actually had like two quarterbacks playing in the USF game. That's really ugly. So the way, if the glass is half empty, you say, well, damn, Rees was the OC for that. Then you could also say that Milroe got better, and Milroe still at the end of the day in the Rose Bowl made some mistakes. And remember, the snap was wrong. A lot of things that went sideways for Alabama. Still a team that had a chance to play for a championship. So what do you take, if anything, from the Alabama time at Rees, and then say, what was his 1 year as an OC in Cleveland? They had three different dudes doing it. Flacco started, got hurt. They went with Gabriel, then eventually Sanders got in there. Well, Sanders did make the Pro Bowl. He could put that on his resume, and they can't take it away from him. But, what do you think of Tommy Rees when I say Tommy Rees calling plays?
Yeah, I think it's inconclusive right now because that's how I look at it. Look, there's not enough history for me to tell you he's a successful play caller in this league. Is he capable? Yes. But you know what? Neither was Sean McVay until he did it. I gotta give him the opportunity to show us, Mike. And look, there are gonna be some learning curves here. There are gonna be some plays that you don't like, but that's with every OC.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I like the fact that Stefanski's leaning on his staff and saying, look, here it is. I'm trusting them. And that's what I think you have to do. I also didn't want him to come in like Matt, Mike, and have to have all this stuff on his shoulders. Matt shouldn't have to make every damn decision, and then you go, well, who made that decision? Well, you guys are asking me to do 800 things. This is why you have people in these positions. Here's Matt talking about vetting Tommy Rees before they hired him.
Yes, certainly. Something we talked to all of the candidates that we spoke to about their vision for building a staff, maybe some of the ideas that they had at certain coordinator positions, and certainly something Kevin and I have talked about. I've leaned in to the reference work we've done on Kevin, we've done on Tommy. And we're making sure that, we're talking to the people who have been around him, not only in Cleveland, but in his college stops, and what he is like as a coach. I think, these are big hires and important hires for them, and you want to make sure everybody's seeing it the same way. And so we did a lot of reference work on Tommy and feel much like Kevin, very strongly about him as a young coach and what he can do. And agreed that, he's inexperienced when it comes to play calling in the NFL, but he's very experienced at calling plays.
All right, so that's Matt talking about Reese, and that's just that was just one of those big reveals today, right? That we got.
Called plays 3 years in college, two years at Notre Dame, and then, of course, as you mentioned, Alabama.
And look, there are some other things that we'll get to, but the full interview with Matt and Andy and Randy is on the way. As far as the question you asked, and I just want to address this real quick before we mention Georgia Tech's schedule, because I think that coming out late yesterday with, you know, three home games to start the season and Colorado coming in, we'll talk about it. The question you asked, he wasn't dismissive. We're talking about Kevin Stefanski. But he tried to basically say, I'm focused on what we need to get done. He didn't disrespect Baker Mayfield.
No, I said, how surprised were you by Baker's comments about, you know, taking the job in Atlanta? And he remembers, you know, can't wait to see you. Because it all started with D-Led, because D-Led basically said,
sir,
terrible years up there, you know, in Tampa. Or I should say in Cleveland before Baker got to Tampa. And it's interesting. If you follow Baker, in case you're wondering, you know, where this is at, Baker has left this up since January 20th. It is the first thing you see when you go to Baker's social media page.
Oh, okay. So he's put it up. He's pinned it up there.
So Stefanski had a dumpster fire quarterback in Cleveland. Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson failed. We started a chain reaction to 11 other starters. And then failed is quite the reach. Pow! Still waiting on a text call from him, meaning Stefanski, after I got shipped off like a piece of garbage. Can't wait to see you twice a year,
coach.
So when I asked that, and by the way, I had a guy, real quick sidebar, because guys like, can't believe you. That's the only question you asked. Well, there were 58 freaking people in the room, and by the time I got to get the mic, other questions which I would have asked had already been asked. So the question that had not been asked, which I thought was interesting, seeing as how we're going to play the guy twice in one freaking season. And I was curious to see if Stefanski would say, you know, by the way, in the last few days, I reached out to Baker. Maybe we would have gotten that.
Oh, yeah.
But Stefanski basically said, no, he just took the high road and said, look, you know, that's not going to give you a real answer.
I would have loved that. Yeah, I called
him. Here it is.
I called him and cussed him out. We had a great conversation, and I'm done with Baker.
Right.
You wouldn't be saying that if he answered that way, would you?
Right. So I asked, and here's what it sounded like.
You surprised Mayfield's comments about you coming to Atlanta and looking forward to seeing you twice a year?
Yeah, you know, Baker's somebody that I have a ton of respect for as a player and a person. I love rivalries in sports, and obviously Buccaneers-Falcons have a great rivalry. It's something that I'm excited about, but I would not get into the specifics of those type of things other than to say I have a ton of respect for Baker as a player, as a person. That's a great team with a great player.
You know what's going to be said right before we play Tampa next year, right before we go out, right before they head out. He's going to look at James Pierce Jr. and go, JPJ, sweep the leg! Sweep it!
Finish him!
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm Kevin Stefanski, right before they hit the field, JPJ, sweep it!
Coach, what is your outlook for this game against Tampa? Destroy your enemies, see them driven before you.
I can't wait. I mean, look, he's being cool about it, as he should. Take the higher ground. Let Baker do whatever he needs to do. But at the end of the day,
what's he going to tell him?
Sweep it!
Finish him.
JPJ, I want to see you today do something very special.
So now you're throwing it out there that he's going to go Sean Payton. I got $5,000 for somebody that puts him in a stretcher.
That's right. If he's carried off the field today, I got the tab.
All of a sudden, it's Starcade. Harley Race has put a bounty on the American dream.
That's right.
Yeah.
American elbow, baby. I need all of that. Hey, man, real quick, we got to mention this.
Did you say, Ort, I made ESPN today? Oh, nice. All right, good.
So that they posted the whole video clip of that. So you see you and Sandra and Bo all together, sitting together, and they have a clip of Mike there asking the question on ESPN.
Look, I thought it was, with the timing of what had happened, was a fair and obviously a very good question, because we didn't know how he was going to react. I mean, what if Stefanski said, man, I was caught off guard. I didn't expect to hear that from Baker. He didn't, and he didn't because they said, be prepared in case they ask you about this. He's not going to add more fuel to it. But you know what? Behind closed doors, JPJ, Jalen, sweep it! That's what I want to hear. I'm all for these rivalries. I'm all for Baker talking noise. It's great. He's right. But we'll see when this thing rolls back around, Mike, on the calendar, what's going to happen. 404-726-0929, Georgia Tech will play its first three games at home in 2026. Schedule came out, guys. And the cool thing is that when you look at the schedule, it's Colorado. That's September 5th. You went up there a couple of years ago, didn't you, for the Colorado game, didn't you?
Yeah, last year.
September 12th, Tennessee. So you go Colorado, Tennessee, and then you get a break. Mercer, sorry. September 19th, and then at Stanford, their first road game at the end of the month. Mike, you look at the rest of this schedule, and you go, man, this is pretty maneuverable. I mean, you're at Clemson November 14th. I don't know what Dabo's got and what they're going to look like. The Georgia game, November 28th. But the ACC also announced they're going to move the time up on their ACC championship game to noon. It's not going to be an 8:30 start anymore.
Oh.
It's going to be a noon ACC championship
game. How many tarps are we going to add to the stadium this time for that noon game? You know, I mean, you can't get them to show up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. It's the ACC. Of all the championship games, I mean, they're all starting to lose their importance because they've been marginalized by the extended college football playoff. But the ACC, and the fact that, you know, they're again, it all is what it is. They've since, I would imagine, amended the rules that gave us an unwatchable ACC championship game that made no sense. But yeah, that's it. Okay. Noon. Giddy up.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. But the schedule's out. And look, to see what Georgia Tech's going to do after coming off of a really good year, we all know the Pitt game, if they could do it all over, that was the one that hurt them really bad, Mike, to put them in a position to maybe even make the playoff. But I'm curious to see what this season's going to look like. But their schedule's out. You can go check it out. And we'll be talking more about it, man, because I think it's after you get past those first couple of games. And again, Colorado last year, everybody thought Colorado was going to beat them. They went and handled business. And then Tennessee coming in to the Flats. That'll be interesting.
Hey, from Webster Riverside. Every reporter in that room failed at their job today.
Oh!
How can we trust you to be fair with MPJ after watching him mistreat Shador? Oh, yeah, that's the question we're supposed to ask. Look, I'm not going to keep going down this road. I'll make it brief. Cam Newton does not know what he's talking about. Cam Newton is an MVP and a great football player, but he's become a cartoon. Cam Newton has become everything on ESPN. The joke is, Carl, back in the day, players hated reporters and media types for getting it wrong. Now, ironically, players become media types, and they get it wrong. Including Ryan Clark. And ESPN continues to put this out there with no check. So, guys, Shador Sanders himself said he was tough but fair. His own words. We talked to a reporter that covers the team. We talked to two. So, I mean, you can do your research or you can be sheep. You know, but I mean, that was not a question that was going to be asked because it's not a fact because no one mistreated Shador Sanders in Cleveland.